and contemporary discourse is only a reverberation of an already existing representation from which it cannot get out. We shall only provide enough commodities in order to guarantee our spiritual undertaking and the comfort that we seek throughout our life equals the discomfort we will feel once we have gained it. And pride is what enforces our vanity and blocks our spiritual development. And we believe to be a milestone when in fact we are a small grain and we could have been one and all with the great flow of life. And celebrity only become part of the artificial flow, but what ought to be kept is the natural flow. And even if we remove all the stones from the land, they will keep on re-emerging, and so are our features. And the social euphoria turns us all positive, but only until it lasts. And we are potentially what our ancestors have been, and it is up to us to continue or dismiss that heritage. And when all the doors closes around us, we quickly make it to the door where we came from to only find it closed. And our appearance is only enhanced in contrast with our surrounding. And we will not lose the chance to understand something of our human nature if we set an agenda to work with it. And we ought to alternate the reception towards the environment with the reception towards the self. And we feel so locked when we have all nature around and within us to explore. And any tower will quickly lose its meaning, but the one overlooking a sublime nature. And any machinery set to follow the road that it was designed for, and so the humans depending on it. And purity can be only sought in a smiling nature accompanying our solitude. And the only monuments should be the ones we conceive to exalt nature. And what we ought to distill is an essence of all our manifestations throughout all our existence. And what consumer society conceives as anti-consumistic only dictates the new wave of consumism. And the more a society grows its apparatus, the more the content has to be sought elsewhere. And unless we have a spiritual setup, it is the economical one that will at last affect the all of us. And in a society, all it is left to fight for is only the glaze over what is already built. And in order to judge whether to live, we ought to remember what we came from. And when we start doing things for the sake of doing them, it is time for us to renounce lifestyle for a more humble one. And a remarkable presence should be seen as our present to an otherwise bored social environment. And the highest form of communication is the one we prepare for our future offspring. And only if we are not captivated within the social production machinery, we can have the time to wander and be aware of it. Chaos and order are only trends given and taken to people and from people by Providence alone. And by focusing on the content, the container will automatically come without any anxieties. And the professional relationship also means a relationship in which personal conflicts are settled by a monetary capital. And our willing is that of bringing together what the little trust of the vulgar people wants to keep apart. And humans live comfortably in their traditions, which at last only causes greatest frictions. And this need to be visible and to make noise everywhere, it's only the premise of our total extinction. And our spiritual development regresses as soon as we start looking outside our nature for support. And even if humans take certain directions, history will take care to counterbalance them. And in modern society, we are not allowed to grow the trunk, but only the branches, which as a result will break. We don't have to live in a sublime place, but we have to be able to reach it in order to go in depth with ourselves. And last, our willing fulfill only within the narrow place in which destiny has put us. And imagination is not enough, but we always need to keep on creating up to it. And what we so fearfully protect is what is to fall first at the next catastrophe. And it doesn't matter what kind of nature we live in, but it does matter that we are able to establish intimacy with it. And despite all the security that we can perceive from a national identity, life remains most precarious at its core. And always searching for a confirmation will hinder a poetry that can only emerge listening to our heart alone. And only by keeping most compact we can succeed in moving forward. And ultimately our determination should be determined by the social non-determination towards self-determination. And putting everything together into a one will unlock our soul into the multitude. And there is always a meaning to everything, but it may take longer than a lifetime to understand it. And the culture undertaking philanthropic deeds become yet another industry hindering our nature. We can contribute to a growth, but cannot expect to make use of it once it is ultimated. And modern society's abuse on the generosity of the poet to embellish them instead of saving them. and nature is only making fun of all the scientific predictions and all the human attempts to go towards them. And in a state in which everything poetic is soon destroyed, also the poet attempts to put all his operation into a solid one. And as our individual freedom gets teared in all directions, the real artist set free by focusing all back together. And the simplest solution is at last what nature will with time suggest us. And our structure ought to come from first period experiencing the unstructured. And it is the natural unpredictability at last that manages to bring forward all our human manifestations. And only constrained with our spiritual agenda, we can nourish every detail and make the whole work meaningful. And ignorance can only be eliminated through a personal willing that not even social education can provide. And we ought to be more critical about critics who starts criticizing according to the book.